Klaus Ullmann on vocals, semi-acoustic guitar, and backwards foot percussion.
All right, let's try it.
Okay. And I'm at the KUNM studio, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. My name is Klaus. I'm from Stockholm, Sweden. I've been here to Albuquerque a few times. It's my second time here at the KUNM. First time doing the video. So go online and check out the video. It's going to drop a couple of days after this comes up, I think. But I'm going to start out with a little cover. This is a song I heard on the radio a little while back, and I thought it was a really cool song. It's by Sam Smith, and it's called I'm Not the Only One. This would be over now, even though I still need you here. And you say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done. But when you call me baby, I know I'm not the so unavailable. Now sadly I know why. Your heart is simply unobtainable, even though Lord knows you have mine. And you say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done. But when you call me baby, I know I'm not the only one. Yeah, I know I'm not the only one. Not good enough. You made me realize my deepest fears by lying and tearing us apart. And you say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done.
Thank you.
don't want to know what you're concealing. I'm afraid to start thinking what I'm feeling. If I ignore the voice whispering in my ear, maybe the feeling will disappear. So waves wash over me, cleanse me of that smile, the memory of fingers entwined in a hopeless dream. Building castles in the air, trying to piece together the remains, still bound by the same chains. But sanity's a common misconception. Reality's so much easier with a little self-deception. So waves come washing over me, cleanse me of that smile, the memory of fingers entwined a hopeless dream. Waves come washing over me, cleanse me of that smile, the memory of fingers entwined a hopeless. This next song is called Lie to Me. No one will know, there's not a soul in sight. Let me kiss you here in the pale moonlight. No one will know, no one will see us laying here under the old oak tree. And tell me you love me, yeah, lie to me, lie to me. And I believe, yeah, I believe, ooh, ooh, some wishes to come true, ooh, ooh, some lies do too. Night is young, and so are we. Girl, you don't know what you do to me. And stars shine bright on those grass stains on white. Girl, you look so good in the pale moonlight. Tell me you love me. Yeah, lie to me. Lie to me. Ooh, baby, lie to me. And I believe, yeah, I believe. Ooh, ooh. Some wishes do come true. Some lies do. I usually have my twin brother playing the solo, but it's just me today. Wouldn't let it show. I ignore the warning. Do away with love, let hot blood flow. Night is day, love passed away. It was a dream, killed by the morning. Earth above him, sky below. So I hide all my feelings inside, in the shadows of my heart, while I watch my life fall apart. Mask of tears unshed, all the while the mask wears a smile. It's dead, but a grin all the same. It has a job to hide the shame. It's not the same, but it does hide the pain. With and sky below, paints the ink on my soul's tattoo. Beauty without love is an empty show. Love in vain, the worst of pain. And music is but noise without you. Earth above him, sky below. But a grin all the same.
hides the joy to hide the shame. It's not the same, but it does hide the pain.
I'm here with part of Secret Surf Circus, but I'm here with all of Klaus, Klaus Allman, to give the full name. You and your brother and some others have done something very interesting, because when I hear about new Mexican artists who are making their way internationally, Northern Europe is one of the places that I hear about. I mean, from the Netherlands, which I know isn't Northern Europe, but up into Scandinavia.
Absolutely.
And these are generally Americana-type, singer-songwriter types, and they have found a ready audience and a supportive audience and radio that's supportive and all of that.
Well, I think it's because when you come from here and you started to make it, you can kind of step in at a higher level because you have that thing that you're American. You know, you always have to play what you have. For me, I'm Swedish, so that's nothing special in Sweden. But when I come to the Southwest, I am exotic. You know, so I definitely try to use that to my advantage. And it's so much funner for me to travel here, I think. I think in one way it's easier to start out here in the Southwest. You can travel around. Gas is cheap. Motels are cheap. There's plenty of places. And honestly, not that many bands or touring musicians that are willing to go somewhere for a show. In Sweden, everyone is in a band. It's such music is such a big deal over there, and always has been. And the whole music industry is very controlled and dominated by the major labels. So as an independent artist, it's very hard to be noticed. But here, I'm already noticed because I'm Swedish. You know, people come out, there's a Swedish band, you know, in say, Snyder, Texas. We don't have to promote it that hard. It's already going to be people there.
Yeah, but I know from Swedish bands, and you don't sound like a Swedish band. I think I actually hear some things lyrically that sound, remind me of Nordic poetry, or just the imagery that
absolutely.
You're bringing.
That last song is very influenced by old Swedish poets. A little bit from an upbringing on stuff like Edgar Allan Poe and stuff as well, of course. But yeah, it's definitely written on an overdose of that kind of tone.
Now, here's yet another thing. So you and your brother, the Secret Circus,
have
flipped the script on the Americans going to Scandinavia. But also when we talk about where your New Mexico story starts, I know that I would probably not be alone in going, this must have something to do with Santa Fe.
Right.
This must have something to do with the magic of Taos. But no, you arrive in Roswell.
Yes, it was a completely random thing. we came here as exchange students, me and my twin brother. We had actually applied to go to California because, you know,
Yeah.
It's California. And our second choice was Colorado because of skiing. And somehow we both ended up in Roswell. And, you know, we didn't know the difference. It was New Mexico looked really interesting.
Uh-huh. And so, you know, from that semester or two, mm-hmm. you are now sort of splitting your time musically between two very different landscapes.
Yes,
right?
Yes. But I think that's really good as an artist to have different pools of inspiration to pull from. I really like the bluesy, folky thing that's going on in New Mexico. That's very, very large and happening right now in New Mexico. Like down in Las Cruces, have a great music scene that I try to visit quite a lot, and I've done some touring with some of those.
And some
Sean Lucy and the Damn Union down there.
And there's some amazing church space or theater space
yes.
that I've heard about. in Las Cruces that people just go nuts for when they talk about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff. And New Mexico is kind of like the final frontier, which I find very just intriguing.
Well, for some of us, Sweden would be the final frontier.
Yes,
you know, because that's very intriguing as well.
Yeah, it's completely different. You can't. It's hard to even start comparing the two because it's easier to start comparing the things that are similar, I think.
Yeah, and the reason we're talking to you as two entities is because Klaus is a solo artist,
mm-hmm.
and Klaus plays solo mm-hmm. shows.
It's a pretty recent thing.
A recent thing, but Secret Circus is...
But it's, yeah, that's Secret Circus is the main project
right.
still, but the solo thing is definitely taking over more and more because it's very easy. Once you start getting a little bit of recognition and a name, it's easier to put something together solo. You don't have two other guys that have to fit a tour
right.
into the schedule, and it's a lot less heads to split.
Sure, and also with the right application of technology,
mm-hmm.
and I think people have, you're not just playing an electric guitar, you're playing a rig in what
mm-hmm.
you're doing right now for
mm-hmm.
for us. However, when you're a recording artist, you're
mm-hmm.
a recording artist who is multinational now.
Yeah.
So what is
it's definitely at a lower divisions, you know. We're not Formula One or nothing, but, but you know, I try to be a lower divisions rock star, you know.
Well, how do you when you put the album together? I mean, we have this sneak EP.
Uh-huh.
It's brand new. And
yeah.
then we have the Element full length
mm-hmm.
record. So what is the genesis of these records, and are you thinking in terms of both markets, or are you just into what is going to work for the album?
I honestly, I wish I thought more strategically about stuff, but I can think strategically when I put together an album. If I, when we decide, okay, we're going to record these songs for an album, but out of the songs that I write, I just kind of write stuff, and. I don't know. It's I don't have a real process yet. It's just, I just kind of like to do a lot of stuff and create music and travel as much as I can and record as much as I can.
Well, how new are you to using the loop technology and some of the reverbs and other materials?
I've always been using a lot of delay effects since I started the band Secret Circus, pretty much. I just really love setting up a tap tempo delay and playing along with myself
mm-hmm.
as if there's multiple parts almost, or it adds some rhythm. Sometimes I use loop pedals as well, especially when it was new, and then people got very used to seeing it, and it became more of a novelty, I think, for many people. Opposed to being just a tool for creating a bigger sound, it's become a novelty because every solo cover artist, troubadour guy has one, you know, almost everywhere you go. So I felt like I wasn't really pushing the envelope that there. So I kind of scaled it down a little bit and went back to just delays and just straight up everything is played right then
mm-hmm.
and there.
Well, I still.
Okay, I'm gonna play a song for our booker. This is dedicated to our booker. We'll probably be the only people who know that, but This is Bittersweet Memory. Should I play slow or fast? I'm gonna play in the middle. Too little, too late. Some people never learn. If you play with fire, you're gonna get burned. You did what you did and got what you had coming. Well, you know how it goes. What goes around comes around. Don't say you're sorry. It don't mean nothing to me. Now all that's left, babe, it's a bittersweet memory. Sweet memory. So what you gonna do now? Got no bridges left to burn. You did what you did. Well, baby, it's my turn. Should've been us, baby. Should've been you and me. There's nothing left to do. Got nothing left to say. Don't say you're sorry. It don't mean nothing to me. Now all that's left, babe, it's a bittersweet memory.
Recorded live in our own Studio A. That is Klaas Allman, solo. Klaas goes by just the name K-L-A-S. Thank you to Roman Garcia for engineering and Jefferson White for running the camera.